At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only 10 bucks every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
Mornings can start feeling the same. Wake up, brush teeth, go to work. But with breakfast from Wendy's, it's like, wake up, brush teeth, baconate with a breakfast baconator, roll with the sausage breakfast burrito, buddy it up with a honey buddy, or get seasoned with seasoned potatoes, and then go to work. Sorry. When you're ready for a fresh wake-up call, gotta be Wendy's.
At participating U.S. Wendy's during breakfast hours.
Welcome to Flower Farmer Forum, the podcast where growing and selling cut flowers isn't just a dream, it's a reality. With over 100,000 downloads, this is your go-to spot for everything you need to know about turning blooms into bucks. Whether you're looking for a little bit of extra cash or dreaming of scaling up to a full-fledged flower empire, we've got you covered. I'm your host, Liz Fidler, owner and operator of Sunny Mary Meadow Flower Farm in Minnesota. In just 5 years, I went from modest beginnings with $7,000 in sales to flourishing $200,000 operation, and I'm here to tell you it's absolutely possible. But remember, peddling perishable products requires careful planning and thoughtful intention. So let's roll up our sleeves and dive in. Ready to bloom and grow? Let's get started. Hello, and welcome back to another episode of the Flower Farmer Forum podcast. I'm your host, Liz Fidler-Mergen from Sunny Mary Meadow Flower Farm. And today we're going to talk about something that I know a lot of you are thinking right now. And as I record this, we are a little bit late. My intermission that I took in July was super fun. It was great. And we're going to talk about it a little bit more. If you missed last week's episode, that's where I share that we purposely planned like 6 weeks where we had hardly anything blooming, hardly any sales. We got caught up on everything, took a little bit of break between like the 10-week busyness, 12-week, whatever it is, with spring planting. And then now we have another like beginning of August through mid-October rush of weddings and subscriptions and you picks, and just kind of took a break to fuel the tank. And within that, I got a little lazy on recording these podcast episodes, but I am also working really hard on something that's coming in September. So with the podcast, and I'm so excited for it. Like, I'm way ahead on episodes starting in September, but these little intermission ones until we do our rebrand, I'm like, oh yeah, I got to get something out. But I do want to talk about something that I think is very important and going to be very helpful and very relevant for a lot of you right now. And that is, what the heck do I do with my extra flowers right now? So maybe sales are not going as planned. Maybe you have not built your audience like you thought. Maybe it's been hot or rainy or whatever, and your YouPick crowd hasn't showed up. Maybe your subscriptions didn't line up with what's blooming. Whatever the reason, you have product and you're feeling the pressure to move it. So right now, this episode is sort of a short-term survival guide. And I want you to creatively move these flowers right now, but with a twist. Every short-term solution I share today should feed your long-term strategy, okay? I don't want you to just, you know, hurry up and move flowers in any way possible. I want you to have a long-term strategy with everything that you're doing. Because here's the truth. If you're always reacting to extra flowers, you don't have a flower business. You have a flower problem, okay? So we're going to fix that. So first of all, think of the long-term strategy first. And we're going to talk about this, and then we'll get to how to move your flowers. But before we dive into these creative hacks that I'm going to share with you, I want to start with what actually matters, and that is the long-term solution. So if you guys have been listening for a while or you're brand new here, you know that there's two big parts to how I move my flowers. One of them is crop planning. The other is pre-selling. So let's first talk about crop planning. I actually have an entire course on my website. I believe it's $97 that covers all of this. There's spreadsheets, and it teaches you the adaptive process on how to tailor it to your zone, to your area, to your offerings. But that is what I use every year, those same spreadsheets, to plan what I'm going to grow. Okay. So this year, I delayed planting until May this year, late May, for a lot of my flowers, because I wanted flowers to start blooming now, the last week of July, right when you pick start. Because in the past, our snaps would bloom like late June and we'd be done by now. And zinnias would peak in July, and that row of zinnias would be really tired by mid-August. And you know what I mean when I say zinnias are cut and come again, but they just get tired and kind of nasty looking. And so I wanted all of our U-pick rows to be really flush and just really cranking out during that time that I have all these customers here. Because if I have some things blooming the whole month of July, we're deadheading, we're trying to move those flowers. Then we've got rows that aren't looking good in our U-pick section. And right now our zinnias are just starting to come in strong. And that is a game changer. And we have been able to stay on top of weeds, and our season is synced with our offerings because of intentional planning and crop planning. And then the second thing that I want to talk about is pre-selling. So that is exactly what has built the foundation of my business. And that's pre-selling about 70% of our flowers in the off season, in the form of subscriptions, wedding offerings, wholesale offerings that are pre-done with studio florists, nursing home sponsorships. So we build relationships with studio florists that do event work, who tell us in January, I meet with them. They tell us exactly what their weddings are for the year, and we can grow accordingly. Same with our own wedding clients. And then those subscriptions, we kind of plan around when we know we're going to have a lot of those events and when we're going to have those flowers. Same with the U-picks and even our nursing home sponsorships and kid classes. Okay, we pre-sell those so that right now in the summertime, the only thing I'm really focusing on selling is U-pick tickets. Everything else is pretty much pre-sold and pretty much promised for. So the more you pre-sell, the less you're going to hustle later. And that's literally what I teach inside of Foundations of PPP. So as a quick reminder, Foundations is 25% off right now for the first 10 people that sign up. And we've had 6 join already. So there's 4 spots left at the discount. And use the code REST at checkout. And I've never offered this deal before, and I'm not going to again, because starting in September, the lifetime access goes away. It becomes a monthly membership, and you will lose your login access if you leave the membership. You will lose the Zoom meetings, the discounts for future offerings, all of that. So now is the time to sign up. Okay. That's the end of my sales pitch. Now we'll get to the actual episode. But my point is, everything that we're doing is meant to be supplemented to a long-term goal. Okay. So now that we've covered strategy, let's talk a little bit about the tactics. So here are some smart ways to move flowers right now while building your audience and growing your brand. So one option could be partner with a local business that your ideal customer already shops at. So that could be a boutique, a coffee shop, a bakery. Just put a beautiful bouquet at the checkout counter. But here's the thing. I don't want you to just put your tag on it. I want you to print off or make on Canva a little sign with a QR code. And I want that QR code to go to a landing page, not just your homepage of your website, but a landing page. And that landing page can either be on your website. You can create a little page that goes that this QR code directly goes to. Or for me, I just use one in MailChimp. I don't do it on my website because it automatically gets them to the list. But then when they sign up for that email list, I have a PDF that automatically gets sent to them with all of my offerings, and they can learn about my business. So it's like a 10-page PDF of like what we offer, what we do. Here's our backstory. Here's subscriptions. Here's a whole page on that. Here's nursing home sponsorships. Here's a whole page on that. Here's weddings. Here's a whole page on that. And then, you know, U-picks. Here's a whole page on that. It's not a ton of reading, and it's graphics and photos, but they automatically get that sent to them. So they're like, oh, now I just learned a ton about Sunny Mary Meadow Flower Farm.
Lowe's has the Labor Day deals you need to give your home a new look. Buy one, get one free select interior paint via Visa gift card rebate. Then add the final touch with 2 for $8 on select 2.5 or 3-quart mums. Refresh your home and save big while doing it. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 9/3. Mums offer in-store only. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. More terms and restrictions apply. See Lowe's.com/rebates for details.
Okay. So that QR code becomes your funnel. So I don't want you to just put a bouquet there with your tag on it so that, you know, it's, yes, it's brand awareness and they might go follow you on social media or something, but they still haven't learned deeply and you've already got that close connection. And so you could put something like scan the QR code to learn more about our business. And then it'll go to the landing page that you created and like, Hi, thanks so much for being here. We offer blah, blah, blah. Enter your email and, you know, we'll send you stuff and learn more. And there could be like a little discount. There could be, you know, something in there, just like a little gift for them. But that is a really, really warm lead and way to meet with them. The next thing, if you have extra flowers right now, think about nursing homes or assisted living facilities that have a social media following. So there are so many in this area that have a social media page. Kids, grandkids, nieces, nephews, friends, they all like to see their family members that are residents, and they're residents. They live there. And not all of them are on social media, but they will usually, the family like consents whether or not they can have pictures posted when they're at activities and stuff. There are some nursing homes in our area with really fun social media pages. The activities director does it, and find one that has a following. And then you can ask them, say, hey, we're going to drop a few bouquets off, and just ask them to share it on their Facebook page, a photo of you delivering them, handing them to residents. Maybe one resident helps you pass them out. And then you can always hang a flyer in the entryway that has like a QR code, or you can ask what their policy is on like if they have an email newsletter that they send out to family members once a month or something. And it could be something like, want your loved one to get flowers every week, sign up for subscription. And you can have a specific QR code for that subscription. So I actually started doing this within QuickBooks. You can create like a one-time offering. And so I did that for Valentine's Day last year. I created a QR code with a little item description, and it was actually my husband's work. And, you know, it was like, hey, for $100, you know, delivery included on Valentine's Day, I will bring a bouquet for your loved one to your work. I will bring it at 2 p.m. You know, so then it's in your break room. It has your name on it, like done. How easy is that? And I had a ton of people sign up for it. So you can make a specific QR code for a one-time offering, because maybe it's confusing if they go on your website and then they add like delivery to this place. Like, just make it its own ordering offering, if that makes sense. And then if you get 8 to 10 people to sign up for it, then you have that delivery fee is split by 8 to 10 people, right? And so maybe you're like, free delivery, that's worth it. If I can get, you know, at $30 a piece, that's $300 a week of flowers. And yes, I explained that entire model on Foundations of PPP with the nursing home business sponsorships, which is a whole next level, but that is a bonus module of Foundations of PPP. Then the next thing that would be a good idea is some sort of giveaway that builds your email list, not just your social media following, but, you know, team up with a local business, run a simple giveaway, you know, win a couple bouquets or win a mini subscription or win one bouquet or win a U-Pick ticket or whatever. Enter by signing up for our newsletter. So you're not just giving away product, you're building leads. And then you can easily export your list, and then you can just use a random number generator and say you have 300 people on your email list, so that loyal people that are still on it are included. Say, okay, pick a number between 1 and 300. And then that person, you know, you can just easily send them an email and say, hey, you won, and give them 24 hours to respond, and then move on to the next person if they haven't. But either way, it's something that incentivizes people to sign up for your email list. Then another option would be, you know, pop-ups at a local market or event. Bring your flowers, but more importantly, bring your iPad with a QR code for sign up. So you could have like some sort of freebie for you joining your list, or say, oh, you get the extra, maybe you could have a bucket of dahlias or something there and say, you know, here's the bouquet of flowers. Your normal market flowers are $20 this week, or whatever size you decide to make them. And then say, if you also sign up for our email list, you get to pick a dahlia too for free. And so, you know, a dahlia or a sunflower or something like that, but just incentivize them to sign up for your email list. Another thing that you could do is bring your flowers to a networking group or a chamber meetings. I've been doing this a lot lately. I've been going to chamber meetings. I've been subbing for people at networking groups. I belong to a networking group. So walk in with a bouquet, your story, a brochure with a QR code, start those conversations, build trust, and show up where decisions are made. So those are the people that are representing a business. And so they might be interested in sponsoring a nursing home or doing a group you pick or having a subscription for pretty flowers on their front desk, something like that. Those are the people that are, they're doing sales for their own business, and they're trying to make connections. And you never know who you will meet there and who's going to have skills that could help you someday. Another thing that I am also doing, so if you got extra flowers right now, find a photographer and collaborate. So offer flowers for styled shoots or mini sessions, ask for tags and backlinks when they post photos, and you know, you can use the photos yourself. People trust what looks beautiful and what looks real. And when people share their own family photos, oftentimes they're tagging Sunny Mary Meadow. I actually changed my mini sessions this year to also include a U-pick. We just added $25 onto the price, even though $25 isn't quite, usually it's $35, but either way, so the family gets to pick a bouquet while they're here. And so we'll have mini sessions. We're doing two of those this year, so 12 people. And then I have an arrangement with the photographer where I get a certain amount, plus we add on the U-pick. And then we're advertising it through my audience, so she just has to come and show up. If you don't have an audience yet, which is probably why a lot of you have extra flowers right now, if you haven't built the audience, built the customer base, you know, offer that they can do it here for free in exchange for advertising, because that person brings their audience to you. So just think about those relationships and, you know, who's benefiting, who's getting the relationship, who's getting that. And then let's move on to what not to do. And this is, whatever you do, I beg of you, do not discount your flowers just to move them right now, because discounting does two things. One, it attracts bargain hunters that will never pay full price. If they leave another flower farm to go to you because you're cheaper, they're going to leave you for the next cheapest person, okay? And then when you realize that, this pricing is not sustainable, I need to raise my prices, they'll leave you because you haven't built a loyal audience that values it. There's a difference between offering a one-time freebie and changing the price of your product, if that makes sense. So also, the other problem of discounting your flowers, and this is, I think, the biggest one that people don't talk about, but it gives you a false sense of success. My podcast here is not for hobby growers who just want to cover their gardening expenses. I mean, yes, if you're like, oh, that's me, like, don't shut it off. I don't mean that to be offensive, but if you're here, you're trying to build something real, something sustainable, something that's going to help build a business, not just, you know, pay for a hobby. And discounting is not the way to do that. So instead, create offers that build trust, that build loyalty, that build your audience. So here's what I want you to do. I want you to pick one or two ideas that I shared, set up that QR code and landing page, post about it on social stories, tell people what you're doing and why. P.S. Setting up that QR code and landing page, that is one thing that I do teach in a module in Foundations of PPP. If you're like, I don't even know how to do that, it's on there. Anyway, but make sure your link in bio is up to date on your Instagram or Facebook, and then just focus on that long-term conversion, not just short-term relief. So if you're trying to get rid of flowers and you're like, how do I do this? Okay, I'm going to give them these flowers. And like, what is the next step? How is it going to be different next year, next week, next month? How are you going to continue that relationship? Because you could say, well, at least I'm getting rid of them and it's marketing. Like, well, I don't know. So if you're tired of constantly feeling like you're playing catch up, I would love to personally invite you to join Foundations PPP. We've got the live Zoom calls. We've got a growing Facebook community. We're switching to a lot of in-person and virtual workshops coming soon. I cannot wait to share more on that. And then members get discounted access to everything. And if you've been thinking about joining, this is truly your last chance to get in with lifetime access before the switch. So that ends August 31st is the last day of lifetime access. Anyone who's bought before that gets grandfathered in. But with what I have planned and with what's changing, it's not sustainable for me to continue this model. Even though I love helping everyone that's in, you know, the Facebook group, it's just, I need to be able to be compensated for my time. So that's how it's going to be switched. And I'm just very excited that I feel like there is a huge gap for this sort of membership and this sort of ongoing support. And I can't wait to share more. So as of recording this, there's only 4 spots left at that discount. So the first 10 people that sign up as of last week get 25% off. So make sure you use the code REST. But whether you're drowning in dahlias or have buckets of sunflowers or zinnias that need a home, I want you to remember, the flowers you grow have a purpose, and every move you make should build your brand. Planning intentionally, growing intentionally, pre-selling, all of those things are going to make your life so much easier. So thank you so much for listening to the Flower Farmer Forum. Post those stories, build your list, build your business, okay? Bring your audience along. They want to see it. They want to support you. Bloom and grow. Thanks for tuning in to another episode of the Flower Farmer Forum. If you enjoyed today's show and want to dive deeper into the world of growing and selling cut flowers, be sure to check out our website. There you'll find every episode in written blog form, plus courses and one-to-one coaching options to help you on your flower farming journey. Don't forget to follow us on Instagram at Flower Farmer Forum and join our Facebook page to connect with other passionate listeners and flower enthusiasts. If you're local and want to see what we're up to, visit us at sunnymarymeadow.com or find us on Instagram and Facebook at Sunny Mary Meadow for my flower farm. We'd love your support. Please leave us a 5-star review and share this episode with a friend who might find it fantastic. Until next time, keep growing, keep blooming, and keep making your flower farm dreams a reality.
Flowers, flowers, we love flowers. Sunny Mary Meadow, they smell so good. sunnymarymeadow.com